8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's great to have you on board. Everybody has some connection. It's not even a matter of 6 degrees of separation. It's one, possibly 2 degrees if you're lucky. 2 degrees of separation from the disease of Alzheimer's. It has touched everyone in this country and certainly many in this state. The Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter serves statewide, helping those facing Alzheimer's disease and other dementias, and by providing support groups and educational resources, and more importantly, advancing crucial research and public policy initiatives. And that's where Terry Streetman comes in. He's the public policy manager for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter. Terry, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Good to see you. Let me start with a real basic general question. The unicameral session is now over. You were down there talking to folks, trying to get things going. What happened? What are the results? What can we look forward to?
Sure. So, yeah, the session wrapped up at the end of May. We had a number of bills that, a few of which I chatted with you about earlier this year. Some of them dealt with caregiver tax credits, paid leave for caregivers, and then funding for public health departments for preventive wellness. And several of those weren't able to advance. But a couple of them that did, we had a couple of bills. One was a study on the long-term sustainability of the long-term care system. And then one on changing reimbursement rates so that these providers are being paid properly for the work that they do. Those were integrated into the final budget bill, so we're excited to see those moving forward to support these providers who are caring for people across our state.
Sure. Now, let's go back to that long-term care, the viability of long-term care and sustainability of it. What does that mean exactly?
Sure. So we've seen a lot of providers, especially in rural areas, who have been forced to shut down because the care is so expensive, and the reimbursement rates have been fairly low in recent years. And so,
like I'll mention Skyline, the Skyline series of homes closed, and folks had to move. They had to move far away from the towns in which they grew up.
So you end up with families having to, you know, care for their family members for hours away at a care facility because there's nothing in their local community. So we're looking at. What that study looks at is the reimbursement rates. It looks at workforce development because we have a huge shortage of workers in geriatric care, and just different ways that we can help make sure that this industry that's providing such huge service to our citizens remains sustainable and can continue operating in our communities so that, you know, families have the support they need.
Okay, and those are two positives.
Yes, absolutely.
Two big positive things. And not to focus on the negative, but there were some bills that didn't make it.
Right.
What is the fate of those? Is there trying to re-up those? Do they need to be rewritten and brought in as a new approach? How does that work?
So some of them may be picked back up in the next session starting in 2020. It's a short session, so it'll be, you know, a lot faster paced. There a lot of things probably won't get through, but we were encouraged by the support that one of the bills had to allow caregiving as a reason to voluntarily leave work and then still be eligible for unemployment insurance when you come back to the workforce. That had a lot of support. It failed on final reading. There were a number of supporters who were absent the day the vote was scheduled. So I'm hopeful that we can help advance some of these policies. We want to support these caregivers. We've got 83,000 Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers here in Nebraska, and they provide a huge service not only to their family members, but also relieving a burden off our healthcare system. So we want to make sure that they're supported with the resources they need.
So I just want to make it abundantly clear that when you're using the term caregiver in this case, you're not talking about professional caregivers.
Correct.
You're talking about family caregivers who are dealing with a relative of some sort.
Absolutely. These are folks providing care in their own home or in the family member's home, keeping them out of long-term, expensive long-term care, off of that medical assistance program, and helping to relieve the burden off those systems that are already clearly struggling.
Wow. Any other things from the unicameral before we get our vision over to the federal level where the U.S. government can take care of some things as well?
Sure. So in the interim, there are a couple of interim studies that we're keeping an eye on. One of them, introduced by Senator Wishart, is examining establishing an Alzheimer's and dementia registry statewide here in Nebraska that would facilitate research, that would help increase the implementation of best practices and improve outcomes for people living with the disease. It's really important for us to get a sense of the scope of the issue here in Nebraska and how we can facilitate that research on prevention, treatment, and cures so we can really change the trajectory of this illness.
Okay. Anything at a federal level?
So on the federal level, we've got several priorities right now. One is the Improving Hope for Alzheimer's Act. And what that does, there's a Medicare benefit for care planning. And in 2017, only 1% of people who could have benefited from that actually used it. So this would help increase the utilization of that and reduce hospitalizations, improve outcomes. The other is the Younger Onset Alzheimer's Disease Act that would make resources under the Older Americans Act available to those under 65. Senator Fisher's a co-sponsor. We're asking for the support of the rest of our delegation.
Sure. And people are being diagnosed younger and younger, mm-hmm. by the way. Terry Streetman, there's so much more to talk about, and I look forward to our next chat. He's the public policy manager for the Alzheimer's Association Nebraska chapter. Thank you so much for popping in today. If you want information, go to alz.org/Nebraska.